Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So excited to be here talking with you this evening. So without further ado, I just wanted to thank you for being here, for listening in, for taking the time, for hearing me out, because this topic is plainly called I've Got Something to Say. So there's a lot of things that I've seen floating around social media, you know, whether that is people that are still being insensitive to the fact that we're not trying to say that no lives matter. We're saying all lives matter. And for the longest time, ours didn't matter. Ours didn't matter when we built your cities and your colleges and your historical downtown areas from wherever you are. Think. It wasn't done by you. It was done by somebody else. So when you see people get their feathers ruffled, it's from a deep place. Now, there's a difference in your feathers being ruffled and you taking a peaceful protest and you thinking about the lives that have been lost to injustice and doing justice. Asking the questions, having the conversations is better than the confrontation. Now, what I can tell you is a lot of what I'm seeing on TV, the riots have nothing to do with the peaceful protest that still has to continue to go on. And I will tell you, for the safety of your family, if it's getting too tough out there in the streets, hit your social media and spread your voice. Have the conversation. Go back to pen pals. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and I was like, man, think about back in the day when you had a pen pal. You didn't know who you were talking to. You didn't know what color they were, and it didn't matter. You were so excited to get that little envelope with that stamp on it from whatever city or country they were from, just to talk to somebody. And what was that all about? It was about spreading love. It was about spreading your description of your life and encouraging someone to listen while you learned about theirs. And it's the same thing nowadays. Let me tell you, this way of life that we've been living in, this blinders on, like we're horses getting ready to run out the stable for the Kentucky Derby. This isn't a life that we all, as Americans or anybody, can thrive with if there is still injustice. And not injustice on a small scale, not just George Floyd, not just Ahmaud, but the millions of lives that were taken when violence was nothing that anyone else cared about. When our lives were taken, nobody worried about the businesses that we couldn't create because of a system that is so flawed. So as sad as I am, and I am sad to see businesses go down, I'm a small business owner, and I could not imagine if someone was to come and take my livelihood. But what I will tell you is some of the things that you're seeing, do not allow your eyes to be vexed and think that you know something that you don't. Ask the question. Figure out why. Don't just search the media that listens and sounds like you. Search the media that sounds and looks like something to someone different, because your view can always be askew. And I got to say that one again. Your view can always be askew. And our ears can listen in for more hatred than it ever did on positivity. You know what? I think about a time when Colin Kaepernick dropped his knee down on the ground, and that was too much. It was too much for them to think that he had to possibly not care about his United States of America. No, he did. He cared truly from the deep depths of his heart. And that's why silently he took a knee. He took a knee before anyone took a knee on George Floyd's neck, because he knew that that small statement, just like the Olympics back in the 70s when those two men held their fist up, it wasn't to say that they didn't care. It was to say that I made it. And what did all of those men have to go through? Scrutiny so heavy that they lost their job for caring about a race that they are. Now, you can negate the fact that not everybody likes us and not all of us like them. And I understand that. And I understand it. But what I'm telling you right now is, as a full entire country, no one has the right to downgrade someone because of the color of their skin. Definitely not when the color of their skin built a lot of the prestigious places that you walk into. And that is what I'm going to leave it as, is the prestigious places that you find yourself in are places that you honor, that you show up with your kids and that you have fun with. The historic downtown of even my hometown, I went to Riverfest and Azalea Festivals that back in the day was where my ancestors from long ago hung when they weren't picked, where they had literal bricks tied to their legs and they were thrown out to the riverside and ate by alligators. So you tell me if I have a right to feel like I've got a little bass in my voice sometimes, when all we're asking for people to do is just stand up with us for once. And if this is your 50th time, do it again. and don't stop. And when you can't get out there and be peaceful, get inside on your social media and be positive. Share your voice. You know, that's what I'm thinking about today when I wanted to come and talk to you about, I've got something to say, because I do, and we do, and we've got to become more mainstream. I was talking to a friend, and you know, we're thinking about, what do we do? How do we get the word out? And you know, the main thing that I thought of is asking the question, having the confirmation that we're in this together. And knowing that confrontation doesn't win a battle ever. The devil is fighting. That's what he does. He fights in us. He uses stress. He uses all the things that get us angered. And when we're angered, we're not thinking. When we're angered, all we're doing is complaining. We're not giving gratitude for the places that we are right now, that we are making a difference for the first time in my life. And I say it with tears. We're making a difference. And that means a lot. Because I've made a difference. It means so much to me. Because I cared about every single person's skin. That's why it hurts so much when mine is being detached from this union that we helped build. It wasn't built with us in mind. And I think that that's a lot of the times what you have to think about. I don't want you to think about, yeah, we walked into the store together. I want you to think about the job that you went and applied for, that if I applied for it, I had to have so many additional accolades and certificates and interests and specifications and all of these background checks just to ensure that I was good enough to be somewhere where you were at. And I'm telling you, 99% of the places I've been at, I've worked harder than the people that were leading me. And that gets frustrating time and time again to see the lack of what even some people will do to their own people, because they have no regard for all life. They have regard for the life that lives on a bill. And I'm telling you, even with that separation, our United States is not separated by color. That's what we all want to believe. But our United States is separated on class. If you can afford or if you can't afford. Because the same people homeless have no right and have no ability to see what we're seeing. Now, they have the right, but they have no ability. So with no ability means there is no confrontation. So right there, there is a certain group of people that will never be able to fight peacefully because they might not know where their next meal comes from. And for those that sit in high places and look down on others, you're wrong. Whether you're white, you're black, or anything. I'm not saying go and give millions of your dollars away to other people, but I'm telling you to have the tough conversations no matter where you're at. Maybe you need to talk to somebody from a different class before you talk to somebody from a different race. Maybe you start small and you work your way up. But if I can explain America and what we're going through right now, it would be as simple as this. As an athlete, I have broken down my body. I have needed it repaired. And America right now is like a broken femur. The strongest part of who we are is our people. The strongest part of who we are is all of our people. Every time I spend money somewhere, my taxes go. I don't pay less because of my color. Every time my friends, every time my in-laws, every time my family goes somewhere, we are not based our spending or difference based off our taxes. We're all the same, right? We're taxed the same, right? So think of it this way. Our system is a broken femur. That part of the body that needs to be held up has been broken for so long that it's been now rebroken and it's being reset. And that reset does not always look good to us. No, I hate to see small businesses or any businesses be destroyed. But I'll tell you that 90% of what you're seeing isn't from the people that are peacefully out here for George Floyd or for anyone else. And I don't want you to get that misconstrued for a second, that what you're watching is a lot of what's allocated to help us look bad. We've spent centuries looking bad to people before we were bought over here. What do you think we were found for? Because they were searching for someone to carry the weight, and we carried it. We carried it for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And like you said, when they decided to open up their plantations and could no longer take care of us, and they said, you're free. What did that mean? What did that truly mean to be free? We haven't truly felt it. We haven't felt it. And I'll be honest with you. Not too long ago, about this week, I went out to get an animal, a dog for my family. And I felt the scrutiny of someone saying, you know, you don't fit our criteria. I sent the pictures of the home. I sent the pictures of the outside. I had the records. I had everything that you needed. And for someone to say, you don't fit the criteria of what we want for our precious little animals. And I hope that what I've said to you hasn't downgraded you. That's what it did. It downgraded, degraded. It made me feel like you wanted me to be less than. But you know what I'm learning now? It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks of me. It matters how I think of other people. So I want you to take your blinders off. I want you to stop looking at posts that aren't everything that your mind is and think that that opinion has the right to be there. But what is your opinion? How do you shout out that opinion rather than ranting and raving underneath somebody's post because you don't agree with them? Set up something peaceful. Reach out to that person on a messenger. Ask why they feel the way they feel. If they have some bass in their voice and they're pissed off or they don't answer you back, that's a person that you can't get through to. And you move on. Delete someone that's no longer your friend because your differences are different. If that's what you have to do, take the negativity out of this. Please. I'm begging for my kids. I'm begging for George Floyd's kids. I'm begging for those that have seen this video and it made them change. It made them step up. I am seeing on TV commercials everywhere, the pause. We have never had a pause. We've never had anyone pause for us. And it's sad, but we're worth it. And we've showed you we're worth it. And not everybody is good because neither are you. Neither is anyone. Every single race and ethnicity has gone through something or put someone else through something, has had a bad rap sheet, has been to jail, has been a mass murderer, has shot people down. That's in every single ethnicity. But where it goes further is now just you being in your color. Just you being your color can keep you from being able to provide for your family the correct way. Can have you jump through so many aggressive hoops that you start doubting who you are. If maybe, yeah, you know what? What I've been trying to be seen and told is really the way it's going to be. And it's a hard truth that we have to face. But I'm seeing the light. I'm seeing this bone, this femur that was broken and reset. I'm seeing it starting to take shape. And it doesn't feel good to see it take shape the way it does. Just like a broken bone. It doesn't always look the way you want it to look. When you take that cast off, it's a little bit smaller than that other leg because it's now been compressed into a place of growth. And I want to encourage you to grow. I want to encourage you to have the tough conversations. If you listen to this and you're like, I hear anger in her voice, it's there, but it's not anger because I'm mad at any particular person. It's anger because I'm wishing, why wasn't this done before? But daggett, while we're here, fix it now. And that's what we're doing. And if that means that there's more destruction that goes out before this ends, I'm sorry for that. I will never be the hand to place destruction on anyone's property because I respect mine way too much. But what I will do is put my place and my hand on giving people a love uplifted lifestyle, sharing my truth, and letting you know that these tough conversations are building friends that I never thought would be. People reaching out, creating groups for everyone to learn about what Black history really is. Really learn. Pick up a book. I encourage you right now to order the book, The Black Book. Scroll through those pictures. Look at them without wincing your eyes. Have a tear on the situation. I am telling you, it is so much deeper than what you see right now on this video. It is so much deeper. And I want you to understand that when you see people angry, it is so much deeper than a surface wound. It is a break. And we're fixing the break. And it takes togetherness. And it takes us standing up for one another. And it takes us saying, it's enough. Enough is enough. And we're ready to fight together. We're ready to stand together. And we're ready to shut down the enemy. And the enemy is anyone that doesn't believe that a breathing life has a right to be here. No matter what their ethnicity is. No matter what their monetary value in life is. We are equal. God created us to be that way. And when I drop down on my knees every single night with you in your $1 million house or with you in your trailer, I know that the same God is answering us with the same smile on his face, giving the same intention and attention to each person that opens his mouth to him. So when a life is taken, that's a prayer not sent.
And I'm so thankful to see how people have been outpouring to his family. Because as a mother, to hear a grown man yell for his mom, it tore me to pieces. So I'm asking you right now, as I've said a million times on this already, have the tough conversations. Pen pal somebody. If you see an aggressor, message them, and don't message them to scrutinize. Say why. Just why. Can you explain to me why? I think if we understood and you saw, like, the tough conversations I'm having even with my family, my in-laws, I mean, we're going there. We're saying, what do you understand about this? And if you don't understand, let me shed the light, because you cannot understand in a dark room. You can walk into a room you've never been in, and if it's dark, you see nothing. You need someone to turn the light on for you. I'm trying to be that encouragement. I'm not going to say I'm trying, I'm being that encouragement. And Friday, I will be speaking in an amazing group, and I'll be sharing it all over the place. Freedom of speech, because we all have the freedom to speak. We do. And no life has to be taken ill willfully. But I'm encouraging you to learn to love with the life that you're given. Be positive in every moment that you can be, because enough negativity is going to be playing on our screens, is going to be inside of our life, is going to be wiped over every face that we see that's not for this cause. Know that I'm not standing ever for destruction. But I want you to know that I had something to say. So as always, I thank you so much for listening in. This is the longest podcast that I've done. But I felt like I was only doing it injustice to talk halfway through the situation. And sometimes live, there is so much emotion that is pulled back as soon as you see somebody here, looked at it, or somebody there. And I wanted the raw, untapped emotions of what I'm going through and what we're going through. As an entire country, all together, we're choosing to stand up. And I'm enjoying the stand up. As sad as it is to see what we had to go through to get here, I'm enjoying the light at the end of the tunnel, to see the biggest corporation stand up for us. So I'm saying, continue to stand up, continue to message someone that you don't know, that you might not like, and figure out what their perspective is before you judge. Judgment is the key part to failure in man, because if you can't see why I'm worthy, but you're willing to tell me that I'll fail anyway, then you're not moving forward. You're moving backwards, and life is meant for the forward plow. So I want to tell you, I thank you so much for listening. As always, I want you to go out there and get your love uplifted lifestyle, because it's yours. You just have to be willing to go find it.